97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL, it's Ron Stutz, and since it's Friday, we decided we'd do something special today with a clean joke of the day, and we just happen to have a celebrity here in the building with us today. Jill McCulloch from Performance Automall is here.
Hi,
Jill,
Ron.
How's it going?
Fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing just great. I knew you were going to be here, so I thought maybe it might be a great idea for you to do a joke.
I would love to do a joke.
You got a good one?
You have to promise to laugh.
I can't guarantee you that, but I'll try.
It's a good one.
I have no idea what this is, so you can just lay it on me and we'll see how it goes. You ready?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like it, you know, you can give the credit to me if you like. If you don't like it, it's Jill's fault, okay?
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Prepare yourself.
All right, I'm ready.
A man stood by the side of the road hitchhiking on a very dark night in the middle of a storm.
Hmm.
The thunder was rolling and no cars passed. The rain was so torrential that he could barely see even a few feet ahead.
I think I've been there a few times.
I think I have too.
Years ago.
Then suddenly he saw a car come towards him and stop.
Uh-huh.
Instinctively, the man climbed into the car and shut the door, only to realize there was nobody behind the wheel.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
The car started slowly. He peered through the windscreen at the road ahead and, to his horror, saw a tight corner. Scared to death, he said a silent prayer. He was still in shock when a few yards before the corner, a hand appeared through the window and turned the wheel.
I'm getting kind of scared myself.
Getting kind of ominous. The man, paralyzed with terror, watched how the hand appeared every time he approached a corner.
Hmm.
Finally, he summoned the strength to escape from the moving car and run to the nearest town.
Okay, I think I'd get out of there too.
Wet and shaking, he found a bar where he started telling everyone about the terrible experience he had been through.
Mm-hmm.
About half an hour later, two men walked into the bar, and one said to the other, "Look, Denzel, that's the guy who climbed into the car while we were pushing it."
It was such a dark and stormy night, he couldn't see beyond, you know, I mean, he just saw the car. He just saw that hand, but he couldn't see these people,
I guess. Maybe he went to the bar before he got in the car and then went back to the bar.
Yeah, really? I think I'd go to the bar, too, if that happened to me. Listen, thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you.
You can come by anytime and tell a joke.
Well, you know, I might take you up on that.
That's the kind of jokes you tell out at Performance Automall every day, right?
Absolutely. All day, every day.
Wow.
Wow.